The following program has been pre-recorded.
This week on Belonging, we're back with another season with Father Gervon and myself, Zach Jansen, to talk about young adult life. We give updates on our lives, where we're at, and where we've been over the past year.
I was made the diocesan director of campus ministries. I oversee all campus ministries in the Diocese of Nashville.
While we were making the show together over those past years in 2020 and 2021, you and all of our guests really kind of helped that discernment process, not only thinking, but actually making a decision to not sit there and wait to propose and to say, this is the next step I'm going to take.
Next.
This program is made possible by the generous donations of Jeannie and Bill Stayskull, members of Christ the King Parish in Nashville, and by a grant from the Cook Foundation. Take advantage of the many opportunities for young people in the Nashville Diocese to connect and find belonging. Like University Catholic, a community of college-age students who are serious about their faith and unite in fellowship and friendship to deepen their personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Go to universitycatholic.org to find out more. You can also connect with young Catholics like you by attending events like Summit Music City. It's a night of music followed by adoration and reconciliation. It's free and open to young people of all faiths. Go to soundscatholic.com. Or try Theology on Tap, where you can gather with other people in their 20s and 30s like you, who want to learn more about their faith while enjoying a beverage together. Join Theology on Tap Nashville on Facebook for events and times.
Welcome to Belonging on Nashville Catholic Radio, the show for young Catholic adults here in the Diocese of Nashville. And welcome back is what I should really be saying after a long time off, a lot of life happening. And that's what we're going to cover here today, myself, Zach Jansen, and Father Gervon, the now pastor at St. Thomas Aquinas Church in Cookeville, Tennessee, as well as with a lot of other responsibilities that he'll talk about as well. Father, wow.
I know, right? Yes. Last time that we had this show, you were a single man, and I wasn't even a pastor. So we are getting fancy now.
Well, congratulations. We're both almost coming up on a year of life-changing. I'm married a year in June, and you'll be, I guess, pastor for a year this coming May, I suppose.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
No, well, congratulations. I'm sure that's just been life-changing for you. I know you've been an associate pastor in the past, but was it a night and day difference to become the actual full pastor of the church?
It was really interesting because one time I was having this conversation with the bishop in the car. You know, as you know, I used to drive him all over the place. He said, you know, when you become a pastor, bishop, I'm already a pastor. You know, working at University Catholic for me, it was, you know, I was a chaplain, but, you know, work of the becoming a pastor by word now. So I mean, it's kind of the same job, but now I'm officially a pastor.
And I love just the focus on University Catholic. I see so much with expanding in Middle Tennessee and just almost every university and college. So are you just focused on Tennessee Tech as far as University Catholic? Are you with more the diocese?
Yeah, so now this year with, you know, I was made the Diocesan Director of Campus Ministries. So I oversee all campus ministries in the Diocese of Nashville. So now all campus ministries in the Diocese of Nashville are called University Catholic. And we are in about 11 different campuses. So that's an opportunity for, you know, so I'm the Diocesan Director in this new office, the Diocesan Office of Campus Ministry was formed. And that's kind of where we start this year.
And as much as I love seeing your expansion, I love just seeing how you stick to the basics of your mission statement of proposing Jesus Christ and forming his disciples. But just how I think you mentioned the term, it was like a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. They all have this backbone to follow, and they can kind of choose which way to fit their students' needs.
Yes, and I think that's the beauty. You know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. We take the, you know, our mission statement, we take what we do and what it has been working in Nashville for 16 years and bring to the school. So I'm at Tennessee Tech, you know, in Cookeville, and instead of having the Sunday Supper, we have the Thursday Supper, you know, so, but it's kind of pretty much the basic stuff. With this year, we were blessed to start at SWUNY, the University of the South. So it's kind of the same thing. It's beautiful to see, like, okay, this is how we do, you know, you go ahead and do it. So it's a beautiful program, and we see people growing. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We just have to keep going, you know, what is working.
And I'll give you a chance to promo here. I saw that in the paper as well for your UCAT gala event coming up in less than a month.
Yeah.
One quote that I loved about that, I was reading through, and, you know, just promoting how it would be a nice gala to spread the message. And you said, this won't be a typical boring event.
Absolutely. Yes. We you know, and sometimes you go to those, you know, bless their heart that we say here in the South, you know, but for us it's not like that because, you know, I don't sell anything. You know, at one point we're going to, of course, ask for some money because that's why we have the gala. But, you know, I always say, you don't need any more junk in your house. I'm not going to sell anything. I'm not going to do, you know, any silent auction and all that stuff. What we really ask people is to be a part in the mission. You know, it's that, you know, we see day in, day out, we see people's life being changed. And I mean, yourself was one of the people who experienced it, you know, and went through the program. So we want people who believe in what we do and wants to partner with us. So, you know, that's it. And we have fun, we have good food, we have music. And this year, a big news is that we've been trying to do this in the past, but this year we got it. We're going to have a UCAD student band. So some of the alumni, some of the student now, so we're going to have a full UCAT band. So we're really excited about that. Get the, you know, all the people who are talent that we have, and we're going to do our own house band. So we're excited about that. And, you know, this year we're going to have some surprises. We're going to have a pilgrimage to the Holy Land drawing, and we're just working on that stuff. So you have to go to the UCAT gala this year more than ever.
Oh, you'll find all of that on universitycatholic.org.
/gala, yes.
/gala. I loved everything UCAT stood for as a Belmont student, finding that community there, especially what you brought to the table. I think it was toward the end of my time when you brought up the Melchizedek project.
Melchizedek, yes.
At one of the Sunday night masses. Because I think of what one of our previous guests said is that every good Catholic man should discern the priesthood. And that's where I was at a time finishing college. But I think people always quote that ever since discernment became popular, no one makes a decision anymore. We just run away.
Sometimes you're 50 years old. I'm sure you discern. My buddy, you better discern fast because you're dying. You know, you have to, you know, we have to make a discernment.
But thank you for your guidance on that point.
Absolutely, yes. And I think it's a good one for me to ask you. So what's going on with you, Zach? Got married, you know? What's going on?
Oh, it's fun. Speaking of all the priesthood stuff, so I was married in June of 2022, which was just a real blessing. And speaking of the priesthood, my wife's family is Filipino, which is they have a language called Tagalog.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be real romantic to learn the language on my own, on the internet in my free time, so I could impress them or understand what they were talking about. But one of my favorite parts, I was learning online, translating sentences, and one of the sentences was, "Thank goodness my husband didn't become a priest, because then I wouldn't get to marry him."
So do you remember how to do that one?
I don't remember how to say that one. I thought, good, that's a good one. Wow, good one, God. But going through that while we were making the show together over those past years in 2020 and 2021, you and Jim and all of our guests really kind of helped that discernment process, not only thinking, but actually making a decision to not sit there and wait for what's going to happen. But I had to realize eventually it was time for me to propose and to say, this is the next step I'm going to take, which is the purpose of all relationships, really, to end. You're either going to break up or you're going to marry the person. Otherwise, you're wasting the time, which is kind of what a lot of the UK kids are finding out.
Yeah, and I think that's, yeah. And right now it's funny because, you know, I've been a UK, involved with UK for 4 years now. So that's the time that the people who are finishing school and start to get married, you know, so I'm starting to get those phone calls. hey, Father, I'm about, you know, to get, you know, to propose, you know, can you be the one celebrating my marriage? Like, absolutely, yes. So I'm starting to, you know, book this, those weddings from people that, from students that I work with in UK. So it's been cool to see that.
Or they might ask you, Father, can you marry me? And you say, no, I'm...
No, I can't. Well. That's not sure. Are you ready? Are you ready to all the jokes, Zach?
I'd be a comedian one day. But I think about, especially through that engagement process and the wedding day, we always talk about the purpose of marriage. And I love what you bring up with happiness. This rings in my head all the time when you say, if you want to be happy, go get some ice cream or something like that. That'll make you happy. Yes, so better. How can you touch on just briefly, like why the and this is kind of a side note, but why the purpose of marriage, or purpose of marriage might not be happiness, but what is the purpose of,
the perfect, I always say this, you know, my marriage, my marriage homies. So you, Zach, has one job beginning today, to make your wife happy. Giving her everything that she needs, not necessarily what she wants. You know, and then I look to the wife and say, hey, you have one job in your life beginning today, is make sure that you make, you know, your husband happy. And I think that, you know, happiness, I think it's so many times nowadays we think about a feeling. Oh, I feel happy, you know. But I think the true happiness is Jesus Christ, is the encounter with that person. And, you know, like, now as a married man, your job is to make sure that your wife and kids making sure heaven. You know, that's the purpose. You know, you're supposed to love God, love your wife, love your kids, and make sure that all of them, whatever it's up to you, you can help them to make it to heaven.
And that's what I do my best to find guidance to the saints, especially recently with the solemnity of Saint Joseph, right? Just past 2 days ago. But now I'm on that next step already, just by the grace of God to have, this is March of 2023, in about a few weeks here around Easter time, we'll have our first, son here coming up, but the gift of life, really was,
is that going to be Zach Jr.?
Yeah, it's going to be Zach. No, not, I'm sorry. It's going to be Theo Gervon Jansen. So no, I'm gotcha. No, I mean, it'll be,
well, you better put Jim's name there somewhere.
Yeah, hyphenated. But just feel so grateful to see that the miracle of life happen here soon. And I kind of turn it back your way, because I saw a lot of the work you were doing at your church there in Cookeville, with the crosses you were kind of placing. It was at the Cemetery of the Innocents. I saw kind of commemorating the innocent who just died from abortion.
Yes.
What could you talk about that? Just speaking of, I'm grateful to experience the gift of life here soon, but
yeah,
how important it is. Yeah,
it is very important. You know, we made to the newspaper and everything, to the city newspaper. And I think that's a way for us to witness our faith exteriorly. You know, so many times, you know, especially nowadays, we are so afraid of saying who we are. You know, we are Catholics, and we are not ashamed of that. So, you know, that is one of the things that this parish has done for many years. They do that in January. And it's kind of a cool time, because it's the time that University Catholic, as we go to March for Life, we have a stop in Cookeville. And, you know, we get some dinner from the Knights of Columbus, and then we go on to Washington. But I think it's a great opportunity for us to be a witness of our faith. We believe in life from conception to natural death. You know, and this is who we are as Catholics. We are not pro-baby, we are pro-life. And pro-life means from conception to natural death. You know, that goes to immigration. That goes to every life is important for us. So it's important thing for us to have that exterior sign of who we are. That is so important for us. And I think that, you know, as you get ready for, you know, to hold your baby in your hands, I think you're going to more and more understand that, you know. And I think looking at each baby is just like, how can somebody say that it's okay to, you know, it's just crazy. You know, we you know, with the whole thing, with the overturn of Roe v. Wade and all that stuff, it's great. But it's not only law. It has to be something that's like, it has to be something that is not only illegal, but it's unthinkable. You know, we have to understand that it's not okay. You know, I wish I had more words to say, but it's just crazy. It is just crazy.
That's what I love thinking a lot about this past year, is who I am. I guess I'm kind of defining it slowly over this episode, as I've had the opportunity to become a husband and soon will be a father and obviously a son of God. I think that's something that I worry about. I'm sure a lot of UCAD kids feel this way. We think what we do is who we are. I think it's pretty common. One of our early guests, Dr. Ryan Hanning, who traveled all the time to speak, said the first airplane talk is, who are you and what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
And he said, are you asking me what I do for a living or who I am? Which he always jokes, father of nine, husband of one. I don't know. I think about that every day too. How are we more than what we do for a living? Like, what can you say about that?
Yeah, and I think, you know, in our society today, that's why we have so many people in the nursing homes, you know? Because it's just like, oh, you don't produce anymore, just throw you away. You know, it's that disposable society that, now you're going to be a burden for me. So, you know, go to this nursing home, go there, stay there. But I think for us, it's like who we are. We are sons, beloved sons and daughters of God. You know, and even, it's funny, I was giving a talk the other day, and people are like, Father, what was the most important day of your life? And then everybody wouldn't say that it was my ordination. It wasn't. It was my baptism. Mm-hmm. Because of my baptism, I was able to be ordained. You know, so I think we keep forgetting the gift that our baptism is for our lives. How important our baptism is, because through our baptism, everything else comes to be. You know, like today, you are a husband. You know, you are a father to be because of the day of your baptism. Now you got your dignity and as a son of God. And that nobody can take from you. That dignity that God gave you on your conception, on your baptism, nobody can take it for you. So I think, you know, just let that sink. You know, no matter how hard it is, no matter what situation you are in your life, you are a beloved son and daughter of God. Here. And it doesn't matter what you do. And even, you know, even when you sing, that does not take away your dignity.
Mm. And that's what happens at the funeral mass too, right? A reminder of our baptism.
Yes. I think, Zach, we can do a whole episode about the funeral mass.
Oh.
Because the funeral mass is just, it's a beautiful liturgy because it recounts of our lives. You know, we start in the back of the church with holy water, that's the baptism, and you cover the coffin, the casket, with Paul reminding you of the white vestment that you receive. You go to the altar, you have the paschal candle there. I mean, it's a beautiful liturgy of reminding ourselves of, you know, and funeral mass is not a canonization mass. We do funeral masses because we pray so that person so can go to heaven. We don't know where they are, you know, but that's probably a whole thing for another episode. But yeah, so the dignity of us as human beings, nobody can take that away from us.
Wow. And, taking it another way as well. Yeah, we could do a whole series on, funeral mass, the sacraments, infant baptism, things like that.
Yeah.
It sounds like we got a few future episodes on our hands. But speaking of and moving forward in life to the time as a young adult, I keep going back to discernment and making decisions to what leads to beautiful things such as your ordination or someone getting married. Because I think that all these people finishing up college or that are just in their 20s, in their 30s, are either thinking, why is my forever taking forever? Or why haven't I done anything about my choice? I hate to keep going back to, I see a lot of your stories in the register. And I saw a Sarah International coin that says, have you considered becoming a priest?
Yeah.
And I love this story at the end. And I said it was after Ask Wednesday, I think, a normal mass.
Yeah.
Out in McEwen. And I believe someone there said it was a normal mass, and here you are again asking the question, when are you going to visit the seminary? And I believe he said, the first time, I didn't have any excuses. I should, which is, what is our excuse for not making the choice to either, first of all, you always say, when you go to the seminary, it doesn't mean you're becoming a priest.
Yes.
Dating doesn't mean you're going to become married. We don't have an excuse for not making a choice.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, going around the diocese with Bishop Chobie and then with Bishop Spalding, you know, there are a lot of guys that I see like every year for confirmation in the parish or any stuff. And they always, you know, there was this guy in McEwen that I was just like, okay. So every year he had some excuse. And then he, this one, like, I have no one excuse. Like, well, I guess now you have to go. And sure enough, he's in the propedeutic year in the vocation house right now. So pretty interesting. Yeah. So, you know, I think they did a study that said that it takes about 5 to 7 people to ask you, have you ever considered to become a priest for you to start, you know, for you to start considering. And those words were the words that Bishop Chobie used all the time. You know, if Bishop Chobie, he would say, oh, Zach, you know what, Zach? I have no Zach in my diocese. I need actually there is one now. But a Zach, but you know, he would say, I have only one Zach in my diocese. I probably need another. Have you ever thought about becoming a priest? I think, you know, I have a good job for you and the benefits are out of this world. And I saw him doing this so many times.
On my end, it meant a lot from hearing it from you as a priest, even standing after Mass. To hear it, like, directly saying, if you feel that you're called, or if you want to know more about the priesthood, come with us this weekend and we'll talk more about it seriously. I think that means so much more than a casual conversation, maybe even jokingly, if someone's considering. But to hear it from your actual priest, have you still had that experience with young adults, whether it was in Nashville here or now in Cookeville, where you're seeing young men
actually 2-3 days ago, I had this conversation with this guy, and he's in that time, you know, like, I'm thinking about, I was like, buddy, you know, you have to do more than think. So he went to a community, you know, with the diocese. And then he comes back and was like, so they went, well, it was good, but I'm not 100% sure. He said, well, you don't need to be 100% sure. You know, what is the next step? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, okay, so how about, you know, just go take a look on the application. You know, he's like, okay. So kind of helping them to, you know, like, you don't need to have all together. You don't need to have, you know, no, you don't. That's why, you know, there is this formation year. That's why, you know, there's all that stuff that can help you to understand and to know and to, you know, lead you to where you need to be. So you don't need, you know, it's just like the whole thing, you know, with dating. You see this beautiful girl. Well, if you don't go there and ask her out, you're never going to know if that was, you know, if that is going to work or not. You have to take the, you know, you have to take the step, you know, and say, hey, let's go out. Let's go to a date. Did this work? No, it didn't. Okay. So you, you know, that's it. I think the problem is like we complicate things too much.
Mm-hmm.
Those things.
Now that the sermon's so popular, no one makes a decision. They make it too complicated.
I'm discerning. Like, okay, so it has to be a point that you actually make a decision. You
make a decision.
You know, I'm 55 years old. And, well, okay, it's getting to a point that you have to make a decision. Really, mm-hmm. soon, before you die. So,
yeah. Which was just so helpful, for me to just to pray about it and to be serious and intentional, understand what a relationship is for, and to learn from people that have lived longer than me, that have been married 20, 30, 40 years, saying, what steps were you taking when you were in my shoes?
Yeah.
And people that are just fearless.
Yeah. And I think that that's a good example, you know, that I'm always asking young men if they are called to the priesthood. I am always going to ask, because I myself found in my life the fulfillment of God's call to my life, becoming a priest, being a priest every day of my life. There are good days, bad days, but, you know, I'm happy because I'm doing what God wants me to do. And I think that, you know, you was a good example of that. You thought about it, you prayed about it, you went to retreats, you know, and you went to meetings, you went to Melchizedek Project and say, you know, that's not what God calls me to be. And it's fine. And now you can, you know, I think that on the good thing about the process is you're never going to look at back and say, oh, should I have been a priest? No, because you try it, you thought about it, you prayed about it, and the answer was no. Good. Move on, go be a good husband, go be a good father, and that's it.
What he has called us to be, and it's our job to answer, to respond to that call. I feel good that we have so much to look forward to in sort of a new season, if you will, of our show here with lots of good guests coming up. We talk about so much about relationships, but we have someone, I believe, to come on with Catholic matchmaking, I believe. We'll see how exciting that should be for young adults as well. As a young woman, to talk about suffering in her life, but to see where we see God in our suffering. But we have a lot of young adults to bring on, and hopefully to reach a lot of the young adults here in the Diocese of Nashville and all throughout Tennessee.
Yeah. So now, Zach, it's your first time aiding the program as a married man and a father-to-be. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel like I'm not going to sleep very much. So, that is the cross I will pick up every day. And but I'm looking forward to it. I hope everyone can enjoy listening along with us as well. Where you can find us on Nashville Catholic Radio. That's 100.5 FM, where you can listen online as well. My name is Zach Jansen. We have Father Gervon with us. We look forward to many great episodes with you all. And thank you all for tuning in to Belonging for Young Catholic Adults on Nashville Catholic Radio.